At this time, you will hear another in a series of broadcasts brought to you under the sponsorship of the New York State Committee of the Communist Party of the United States. This evening, you are to hear Mr. Ben Davis, Jr. Davis will be introduced by Mr. Timothy Holmes.
Good evening. It gives me the deepest pleasure to present to you of the listening radio audience, Mr. Ben Davis, Jr., prominent Negro leader, noted attorney, the man who conducted the legal defense of Angela Herndon through the courts of the state of Georgia. His great work in this connection finally culminated in the victorious release of that noted fighter of lynch law and Southern reaction. In addition to being outstandingly prominent in Negro affairs, Mr. Davis Jr. is a political staff writer on the Daily and Sunday Worker. His clear, trenchant articles written on subjects that concern all progressives, both Negro and white, have resulted in making his name one to be remembered. It is with a most distinct pleasure that I present to you Mr. Ben Davis Jr., whose topic tonight is Build the People's Front and the American Labor Party. Mr. Davis Jr.
Tonight, I am making an appeal to all progressive voters, Negro and white. The fight for equal rights for Negroes is a vital part of today's struggle to preserve and extend our democratic rights. This fight can be made a powerful weapon of all of the progressive forces in their fight against reaction. Who could imagine a powerful CIO sweeping millions of workers into the trade union movement, laying the foundation of a broad people's front for prosperity and progress, except under the banner of complete Negro equality? Who could imagine a genuine peace movement which did not embrace both Negro and white? In that great historical document, the United States Constitution, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments abolished slavery. The provisions of these amendments gave to Negroes under law their democratic rights. This was the logical outgrowth of the principles of equality, liberty, and democracy, which are the pillars of our great nation. Yet today, 70-odd years afterward, 110 years after the legislature of New York State abolished slavery, the Negro people of our state are restricted to the lowest and most menial jobs. They are unfairly discriminated against in receiving relief. They are segregated and forced to pay exorbitant rents for the worst living quarters. The Negro people today are forced to risk their lives because of insufficient and inadequate facilities for hospitalization. It is no news that the Negro people face and are subjected to illegal entries and police insults in defiance of constitutional guarantees prohibiting these acts. Today, in the land of the free, and with full equality supposedly guaranteed as a basic right to all in the United States Constitution, Negroes are denied equal entrance to hotels and restaurants. Negro people are forced to suffer discrimination in transportation. We note this particularly on public buses, railroad trains, and steamships. The Negro people are shut out and discouraged from participation in many of the cultural and social institutions. Unfettered discrimination and segregation prevents the Negro from being permitted the fullest and freest choice of his friends. In our public schools today, there is virtual Jim Crowism of Negro high school students through discriminatory zoning. Negro children suffer even more than white children from being forced to attend dilapidated school buildings, overcrowded classrooms, inadequate school supplies, and overworked teachers. All of this we can trace directly as the direct heritage of years of reactionary and corrupt Tammany misrule. Today we communists declare that the principal issue in this statewide election campaign and in our municipal election in New York City is democracy versus reaction. This current election campaign, we communists declare, is a continuation of the national presidential election of 1936. Today we see the chief issue in our city and state elections boil down to one meaty sentence: democracy and progress versus Tammany reaction and corruption. Today we see Tammany Hall and the diehard Republicans as the standard bearers of the black flag of reaction. They, Tammany Hall, represent and in practice were and still are the agents of the Liberty League, Wall Street, and the monopolists, with their old-time and loyal henchman, Tammany Hall District Leader Jeremiah T. Mahoney, placed on the ballot as standard bearer for the high office of mayor of the city of New York. What are the facts about Tammany Hall and the Negro? In past campaigns, as in the present, we see Tammany Hall mouthing hypocritically about Negro equality. We see Tammany Hall making sweeping gestures for the Negro vote in New York. Fellow voters, we must not be fooled. Tammany Hall represents nothing more or less than the twin brother of the Southern lynch reactionaries. The victory of Jeremiah T. Mahoney would mean a free reign for a Tammany administration to destroy the Militant Workers Alliance, to cut Negro families off relief, and deport them to the South and West Indies. A victory for Tammany Hall would mean a free reign for the landlords to increase their high rent gouging practices against the Negro people. Remember, it was Mahoney and his reactionary cohorts who attempted to kill all progressive housing legislation and to stop the vitally needed enforcement of the multiple dwelling law. What Tammany Hall and the reactionaries really want is a free reign for Mahoney and his food monopoly friends so that they may raise the prices of meat and milk still higher than their present sky-high level. Yes, what Mr. Mahoney and his reactionary friends want is but a free rein to put the whole tax burden on the Negroes, on labor, and on the middle classes. Today, however, in this current election campaign, we have a new setup. We witness the growth of the progressive camp. In this progressive camp, we find the most powerful and moving forces contained within the American Labor Party, New York's independent political party made up of organized labor. The American Labor Party is a progressive, anti-fascist party. All progressives can and must support the American Labor Party, its program, and its candidates. Besides giving its fullest and wholehearted support to the American Labor Party program, the Communist Party advances its own independent election program. I quote briefly from it. The Communist Party supports the program and platform of the American Labor Party. But in addition to this, the Communist Party is running a candidate for city council in each of the four boroughs of the city of New York. These candidates are Israel Amter in Manhattan, Isidore Begun in the Bronx, Peter V. Cascione in Brooklyn, Paul Crosby in Queens. We communists appeal to all workers and progressives to give your first choice votes to these communist candidates. In voting, place the figure 1 opposite the name of the Communist Party candidates for city council. Your communist vote means full support to the American Labor Party. Give your second and third choice votes to the American Labor Party candidate, and in this way ensure the election of a genuine people's legislature in New York City, made up of representatives who are committed to a genuine program for labor and progress. The Communist Party in the present, as in the past, advances its own militant program to achieve victory in the fight for Negro rights. The Communist Party comes to the people with a real program for Negro rights. First, no discrimination against the Negro people in public or private employment, relief, the holding of public office, jury service, attendance at private or public educational institutions. Second, for the application of severe penalties for any discrimination against Negro patrons in hotels, restaurants, stores, and other public places. Third, no discrimination in renting homes or places for public enterprise. Fourth, the full right of Negro workers to all jobs at equal pay without discrimination to be fully guaranteed by law. Fifth, we call for the greater appointment of Negroes to all governmental agencies, such as the Civil Service Commission, Board of Education, Housing Authority, the appointment of Negro personnel in all city and state hospitals. Six, the sweeping rehabilitation of the Harlem slums and other residential areas throughout our state, which contain large Negro populations. Seven, we urge a special program of housing, schools, hospitals, recreation and cultural centers, and special facilities for maternal and infant care. While fighting for these immediate gains, the Communist Party fully realizes that complete emancipation for the Negro people, as well as for the white, will only be fully realized when our country is owned and run by and for the people. Today, the few rich, boss and banker, own all the mills, mines, railroads and banks, in short, all the resources and means of production in our country. This is capitalism. Our country must belong to the people, Negro and white. We communists call for the ownership by the people of the natural resources and means of production, these to be run for the benefit of all. This would mean jobs, prosperity, equality, and peace. In short, this is socialism. We call upon all progressives, workers and professionals, Negro and white, small businessmen, to vote labor and communist. The communists are the true champions of Negro rights and the rights of labor. Remember Scottsboro, Angelo Herndon, the constant fight of the Communist Party for relief and jobs. We call upon you today to continue the fight for Negro rights, for such a fight advances the cause of all labor, of the entire people, Negro and white. We communists call for equal rights in the trade unions, for full support to fascist-raped Ethiopia. We ask all progressives to build the unity of the Negro people, as exemplified in its great beginnings by the recent National Negro Congress. All of these points that I have enumerated deserve your support, the support of every progressive American. The Communist Party is a legal party of progressive Americans who love our country. Write to the New York State Committee of the Communist Party, 35 East 12th Street, and we will send you the address of our branch nearest your home. You are cordially invited to join the Communist Party. You are welcome to our meetings, to our discussions. For information about our party, for honest news, read the Daily and Sunday Worker, America's foremost labor newspaper. Vote labor and for communist councilmen. Israel Amter in Manhattan, Isidore Begun in the Bronx, Peter V. Cascione in Brooklyn, and Paul Crosby in Queens.
You have just heard an address by Mr. Ben Davis, Jr., prominent Negro labor attorney and staff writer for the Daily and Sunday Worker, America's foremost labor newspaper. Individuals desiring copies of Mr. Davis's talk presented this evening, in addition to a free copy of the Daily Worker, may receive the same for the asking by addressing a postcard to the New York State Committee of the Communist Party, 35 East 12th Street. I repeat the address, 35 East 12th Street, New York City.
The program you have just heard came to you under the sponsorship of the New York State Committee of the Communist Party of the United States.